This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Answer. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my boss, Nissan Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world at the world at the speed of the Internet, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, UPS, FedEx, and the air freight carriers, too. Thank you very much for all you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers who are moving the people as we speak. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start with breaking news coming out of your state, California, Fresno, California. The report I have, the headline is 4 people dead, 6 wounded in mass shooting in a southwest Fresno home backyard at a football party. What the heck is this all about?
That's right, Captain. This has been a developing story ever since earlier this evening here, California time.
About 9:30 my time.
That's right. Yeah, the last update came in about an hour ago or so. Police in Fresno are now saying that 10 people were shot just before 6 p.m. local time in the backyard of a home. This is on the block of East Lamona Avenue near Caesar Avenue in the city of Fresno. It still remained closed to traffic as to the last update that I have. But we do understand, Captain, that 4 people succumbed to their injuries. 6 are now wounded, and of course they were taken to the hospital. Sad part of this story, of course, is that this is not something new, evidently, for this particular area. In fact, there was another shooting also earlier on Sunday in southeast Fresno, and I believe that the person remains at large at this time, and of course the investigation goes on. But this was a football watching party. They say the attacker snuck in and opened fire, and so just a very, very sad story coming out of Fresno.
Is this gang-related or something?
There's no indication, or at least no mention of that in the reports that I've seen so far, but unfortunately, given the nature of the attack, it very, very well could be.
Sounds like gang-related, drug-related or something, but...
Yes.
All right, well, the other thing is we had an election over the weekend. Louisiana, a lot of people are going, oh, look at this. Trump lost again. Trump lost again. Now, not so fast, because we went through this with Kentucky, and they won all the major races except for the governor's race in Kentucky. That's because Matt Bevin was a very unpopular governor with all that he had to do to turn the economy around in that state, laying off a bunch of state workers, and the state workers union got together with some of the other unions, and they voted him out, and that's just the way it is. Now, this was a close race in Louisiana. Wasn't it a two-point race?
Yes, it was very close. I was watching as the returns were coming in on Saturday night, and it was a horse race for the entire time, it seemed.
Now, the thing of it is the Republican candidate was a first-timer, a newbie, if you will. He had the support of President Trump, but nobody really knew much about him, just that he was a businessman, this, that, and the other, and all that. But he was running against a machine, a Democratic political machine that has been known in the past to, oh, gosh, pay people to vote?
Well, right, and among other things. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised.
Well, no, and of course, the way that this is going to be spun, Captain, in the media is that, well, you know, President Trump, he, you know, he made this a referendum on impeachment and this kind of thing. And but again, this is not going to be indicative, I think, of how President Trump is faring across the nation, because, number one, we have a long way to go. We have less than a year, yes, but it's approximately 1 year to go in the presidential election. There is no Democrat nominee, obviously, at this point, and so there's a lot of road to travel and a lot of decision making for voters to do, and the president's going to have his chance to make his case to the American people. So I don't think that we can pin whatever his destiny is in the presidential election on this particular election or read the tea leaves in that way.
And the other thing is other races in Louisiana were actually won. The other major races were actually won predominantly by the Republicans.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So this may also be an indication where, of course, you know, the candidate matters. You know, the Democrats thought Hillary was a shoo-in, but it turns out the candidate matters. Hillary Clinton couldn't get past the finish line with that.
Yeah. Now, President... John Bolton, reportedly, according to a private meeting, and I guess we may only have time to tease this a little bit, but we'll go into it a little, and then we'll bring it over on the other side of the break. John Bolton said the report came out that he held a private meeting with President Donald Trump on the delay in the Ukrainian funds, which actually was in place before Donald Trump became the president. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to get into more of that, because the Democrats have stretched this way beyond imagination, and it's got to stop. We need to get the right information out there. And again, folks, if you listen to us, we try to give you the right information. Kathy, it's your turn. Give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, for all the reasons you love your car, there's Parts Plus Auto Parts Stores.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch. With host, Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, that's hanging on my telephone line. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, like lots of us are, my problem is arthritis and the pain that comes with it. And I found a solution. Now, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, general pain. Let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, this is a 3-week supply. You take it as directed 3 times a day to begin with, morning, noon, and evening, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because they tell you to take it with a meal. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling, run you about $5 or $6 more. And it'll be to you in about 2 or 3 days, depending on where you live, because they'll overnight it to you. So, here's what you do. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for it right there. It is not narcotic in any way. It's all natural. It gets rid of the narcotics if you're on them. And I'm telling you, I got rid of Mobic, I got rid of Flexeril, and this is all I take right now, and it works like a top. And I've got arthritis, and when I stop taking it, I hurt. That's all there is to it. It goes from a maybe a 1, maybe a 2, to about a 6, 7, or 8 most days. So Relief Factor has solved my problem. Again, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Go there and sign up for it. And what do you got to lose but pain, right? ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, we talked about John Bolton, and we talked about the fact that it was reported that he had a private meeting with President Trump on the delay in the Ukrainian funds, but some facts need to be presented again here that people seem to be forgetting about. The delay on the Ukrainian funds was already in place when Donald Trump became president.
Right.
So tell us about that.
Well, basically, as I understand, Captain, of course, the Congress approves the aid to Ukraine, but I believe that it was stipulated that, of course, the president would have to make sure that the money is going to go there, that's going to get where it needs to go, and that he would also have to be looking out for any corruption, basically.
Yep. Yep.
And so that's, you know, the president has to do his due diligence in terms of discharging the duties of his office.
Yep. Now, we've been hearing that the department, the Secretary of State or Department of Defense, or maybe both of them, had cleared them of any corruption wrongdoings. But the problem was, guess who hadn't?
Who was that?
The United Nations.
The United Nations, right.
That's right. So I think maybe that's where the difference comes in with the stories that we're hearing, because one side is taking the story from the issue that says, oh, yeah, well, it was already approved, and yeah, he could have done that because, yeah, we'd already done it. But the people that were there that had their boots on the ground at the time that were talking about what was going on, the United Nations, they said, oh, no, not so fast. There's graft and corruption here, and you don't be so quick about it, because they had labeled them as being a corrupt state.
Well, right, but of course, the way that it's spun, or will be spun, and even in anticipation of Gordon Sondland's testimony,
which we haven't heard.
That's right, we haven't heard. In anticipation of that, they're trying to sort of, you know, create this narrative that, well, you know, President Trump will have told him, you know, don't do anything until they do what I tell them to do, and try to do the, you know, establish the quid pro quo, as it were. My question would be, why wouldn't they bring him up first? I mean, why talk to all the people that we've heard from already, if this is the smoking gun? And my feeling, Captain, is not going to be any smoking gun. It's going to be a lot more of the same stuff that we've heard, and there is no critical mass on this, but yet they're trying to continue to damage the president, Adam Schiff, and his cohorts and so forth. This is their mission.
Well,
whatever they can get out.
This is why they're saying what they're saying. Little old Marie Yovanovitch, the little poor little State Department. Oh, the ambassador, that was just, they didn't like me. Oh. Well, here we go.
Well, right.
Jared,
I mean,
political affairs is the number three person at the State Department.
Yes.
Did he indicate to you that he supported such a statement of support for you?
I think he must have, because I don't think he would have gone to the secretary if he didn't support it. I mean, you wouldn't bring a bad idea to the Secretary of State.
And your general understanding is that you did have the full support of the State Department, is that right?
Yes.
No, she didn't.
Well, yeah.
No, she didn't, because of a couple of things that she did that weren't it. Now, this is the deep state we're listening to here with her. She was a career State Department official, had been around from the days of Hillary Clinton, had been around from the days of John Kerry, and you're supposed to believe this?
Well, right. Well, I mean, you know, people can have support within the State Department or whatever department that you want to talk about. But the last time I checked, Captain, doesn't the president set foreign policy for the country?
Yep.
And isn't, you know, he can have whomever he wants to be,
yep,
essentially an ambassador or an envoy.
Yep.
And doesn't the State Department have to follow the president?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, was the president a little bit new in the gun or with the seat and all that sort of stuff, and maybe jumped the gun a little bit because he was hearing some things and seeing some things that weren't right? Well, sure. But then again, what they should have done to begin with, and this is what's coming back to bite them, you know, is the fact that they didn't fire all the old people to begin with, like everybody else did that was a Democrat, starting with, oh gosh, Jimmy Carter.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that is sort of an unforced error on the part of the Trump administration. I do think that, you know, this is that was a sort of unprecedented in terms of historical.
Now, Nancy Pelosi has come out and said to the president, she's warned him that he's in her wheelhouse now.
Didn't she call him something like an imposter the other day?
Yep.
Yeah, and you know that really, you know, of course, this all goes together. Well, he's in my wheelhouse now. Her wheelhouse of what? First of all, the guy's not a whistleblower, by the way. Under federal law, he's not a whistleblower, but yet this is the story that we're in, and this is why we have to protect the identity of the whistleblower. We have to do all this, and he can never come and testify. You know, but I did think though this, Captain, and all, you know, just a moment of levity. You know, I guess he could come testify as like the man.
Yeah, well, listen to this nonsense when a reporter asked her about secondhand testimony. Listen to this crap.
Given that Republicans have been arguing that yesterday's witnesses only heard things secondhand, I'm wondering if you think it would be worth waiting for those who have heard things firsthand, like John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, to testify.
Cheryl, don't fall into the secondhand stuff, really. That is...
Don't fall into the secondhand stuff, really. Well, guess what? That's called hearsay evidence, and you know what I heard Lindsey Graham say on Friday night in Sarasota?
What's that?
When that comes in front of the Senate, they are going to apply the hearsay evidence rule. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means that they won't even hear it.
Dead on arrival.
That's right.
Okay? He said that in front of the entire room that I was sitting in at the Statesman of the Year dinner where he got an award for being a Statesman of the Year. In his words, not mine, he said it was probably for the Kavanaugh appointment because he stood up, got mad, and that's where we finally realized that Lindsey Graham wasn't the Lindsey Graham we thought he was, remember?
Oh, I do. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but he said, in no uncertain terms, he said, all this stuff you're hearing about hearsay that they're doing in the House and they're letting them do this and do that. When it comes to the Senate, where there is supposed to be a trial, hearsay evidence is not admissible.
Yes,
and he's going to see to it that that happens. That's what Lindsey said.
Well, that's right. That's right. But Nancy Pelosi, what did she wants to, she literally wants to disintegrate the very basis of our legal system into how we determine guilt or innocence and have trials and whether or not people...
Cheryl, don't fall into that secondhand... well, my God, Nancy, it's believe it or not, in a courtroom, 99% of the time, and I'm probably over-exaggerating it by 3 or 4%, but over 90% of the time, hearsay evidence is not admitted in a case.
Well,
over 90%
right.
of the time.
That's right. And, you know, we've heard this, I think even Steve Scalise has mentioned this, Soviet style. We've heard that term. Well, that's exactly the way it was in the Soviet Union. You would be
same with China. There. Same with Iran when they convict somebody. It's on hearsay evidence.
That's right. And so Nancy Pelosi is carrying on that tradition, evidently, and she should be ashamed of herself. Is she trying to teach our kids?
So what's the similarity between North Korea, China, and Iran that I just said when I said that they do the same thing there? What's the similarity?
Well, they're all communists.
Thank you. Bingo. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And speaking of communists, we're going to talk about the U.S., South Korea, North Korea in a minute. Also going to get into Iran and the supreme leader there, some things that are going on. So don't go anywhere. And, Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least eight more witnesses are now scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. Ambassador Gordon Sondland is one of them, appearing before the House Intelligence Committee. Sondland amended his previous testimony when new information came out, and last week witnesses testified he talked with President Trump by phone in a public restaurant with others listening in. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacted on CBS's Face the Nation.
His addendum to his testimony, never forget, he said, "I presume this happened." So again, this is, he'll be in front of us this week as well, as will Mr. Morrison, as will Mr. Vindman, as will Ms. Williams, and we're going to have a host of witnesses. So again, we'll see how his testimony plays out. What I also know is he said there was never any quid pro quo in the text message responding to others on that text chain.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Not thank you enough.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly, your humble radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. And they offer coverage for your, not only your car, the truck you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Wanna-Doo, your Can-Do, your whatever it's going to do. And they'll help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code. You'll find out who your local agent is, or use the website itself to get the information and get a quote directly off the website. It's whatever you want to do. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked about Nancy Pelosi and the fact that she was talking about not falling into the trap of the second-handed stuff. Don't do that. Oh, it's terrible. But in the meantime, we've got the United States and South Korea who have decided to postpone their joint military exercise because they believe that that might help North Korea come to the table because they were concerned about this exercise. They'd even threatened to attack South Korea, which is, I guess, normal. Every time that happens, they threaten to do that. But we'll see what happens. What do you think?
Well, this is, again, and Nancy Pelosi talks about things in her wheelhouse. Well, President Trump has a pretty substantial wheelhouse of different things, especially in negotiations. And so President Trump, I think, believes that he's got to get some movement on North Korea, not just because of the election or any of these kinds of things, but because he knows that there can be some movement here. And given the chance, perhaps something good can come out of it. And if it doesn't, well, the president has also made it very clear that he's not going to back down. But the idea is that, I think President Trump's the kind of person who doesn't want something to stagnate. So I think he wants to give a chance here to get something going. But of course, he'll get all kinds of criticism for that.
Now we got a couple of situations going right now with protests. One of them is in Iran, where the Supreme Leader has threatened the quote thugs, end of quote, as gas price protests have been getting much more violent and bigger in nature. And it's over the fact that Iran says they're going to double the price of their gasoline.
Yes, exactly. And this, of course, is part and parcel of the very, very strict sanctions that are imposed on Iran. They're beginning to really feel this, and it's most unfortunate. What we're hearing, Captain, is that there is a death toll, of course, with this, as these protests turn violent and so forth. We also understand that people are actually leaving their cars along the highways and the roads there,
yeah,
as they go to protest, and the government is cracking down. And here's another thing. According to reports, they have also shut down the internet across much of Iran, or at least across places that have the internet, so that people can't communicate about these protests. And that is indicative, of course, of the kind of regime that Iran has, and the people of Iran are suffering. But of course, the idea is that one day they will not suffer under the Ayatollah-type regime.
Well, see, they wouldn't have that problem if they had Thomas the Suicide Jockey over there delivering their gas, right?
That's right.
Because he could do it more efficiently than they're doing it.
Well, exactly. But, inevitably, and I hate to say this because it's a very serious situation, but inevitably, somebody's going to blame Trump for the problems in Iran because of the U.S. sanctions there. But again, this is a very, very significant problem of Iran in the Middle East. And
yeah.
So we're not talking about regime change per se,
but
we are talking about making sure that everything that's done is possible.
Well, now we've got Hong Kong. Hong Kong is just exploding all around them. I saw a bridge where they had a blockade, and they'd set the blockade on fire. Plus, they also had like a moat on top of a bridge. I don't know how they did that, but it looks like they had gasoline tubs or something like that. And it caught on fire. It caught the vehicles, the police vehicles on fire that were trying to bust through with their water cannons and all that stuff. They had really a mess going there. They've got a bunch of people been killed there, too. And it's still going on as we speak. And by the way, they also stormed a university which had been held by the protesters. They'd taken control of a university there.
That's right. And as we continue to watch all this unfold, this is a modern day display, of course, of people who were told one thing by a government, a repressive government, and then something else very, very different begins to happen. And the political issues that exist in terms of China and Hong Kong and people not wanting to criticize and this kind of thing, I think a lot of that's going to come to a head. And I think the American people, number one, they expect when people want to have freedom or self-determination that they're on the side of the people who want the freedom and self-determination.
Now, we also have the Washington, D.C. corruption stories out there. Yesterday, there was an interesting one written by the New York Post talking about Ilhan Omar and the fact that her campaign is in big trouble right now because they paid the alleged lovers group that she has, her lover that she has now, because she's getting divorced from her husband, $400,000.
That's exactly right.
And it wasn't for advertising.
No, evidently not. And but the hold up and the rub here, Captain, is with the Federal Elections Commission, the FEC. It can't actually go through with the serious investigation or a complete investigation because they're waiting for the Senate to confirm a fourth member to the FEC, to their board, basically. So that's what we're waiting for. But this is a very, very important story, and I can't imagine any other congressional representative weathering this kind of a problem. But of course, the investigation eventually will take place. We'll have all the facts, and then the chips will fall where they may.
Now, there's a report circulating that the president, sometime over the weekend, had to go to Walter Reed?
Walter Reed, that's right.
And what was that all about?
Well, there was some interesting reports because it was an unscheduled visit. The president typically can helicopter, we understand, to Walter Reed. But
well, sure.
Yeah, he motorcaded to Walter Reed, and what the announcements were, he spent about 2 hours there, we understand. What the announcement was is that he was getting a quote-unquote head start on his annual physical exam. According to reports, he had I think some blood taken and so forth and this kind of thing, because they're anticipating, of course, a very, very busy 2020. It's almost 2020, by the way, and so that's what the reports were earlier. And of course, whenever any president makes any kind of unscheduled visit for a medical reason, because usually these things are planned out very well ahead of time, and so the hospital can prepare and so forth. There are all these security arrangements, obviously, so that's what sort of turns some heads, but that's what the reports are.
Well, then I don't feel like the Lone Ranger, because Friday I had to go and have some blood drawn, too, for what I normally do. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now the other thing is that the threats, personal threats against the president, are skyrocketing as this impeachment thing looms. I mean, there's a lot of, the Secret Service is very busy right now checking out different threats against our president.
Yes, that's very true. And I'd like to put it into the same kind of context, because Adam Schiff, the other day, you know, talked about how President Trump is intimidating witnesses and all these kinds of things and how dangerous that is. And in general circumstances, of course, that's not a good thing if that were to be the case. But here's the thing, though. You've got people constantly saying that President Trump is the embodiment of evil, as if he's the devil himself. And so are they surprised if, crackpots out there begin to take that kind of thing seriously? This is why what's going on is not a search for the truth. It is a political fascination, and it's dangerous.
There are a bunch of radicals out there on both sides of the aisle, the left and the right.
Yes.
And when you get this fake news that's out there that gets the seniors upset by saying, oh, $2.4 billion has been taken away from Social Security by Nancy Pelosi, which was an outright lie.
That's exactly right. I see.
And they actually, some of these fools were actually, oh, look at this. I said, where in the hell are you seeing that? And then they told me about it with some ridiculous blog again, which has no bearing. It just is not accurate. Never has been, never will be. And somebody just threw something out there to make it sound good. And by the way, here comes the music. How do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. To be continued.
Thanks, Captain.
All right, and we're going to get into some fake news stuff, because I'm telling you, folks, you got to stop the nonsense with these bloggers that are out there trying to make you think that this is going on and that's going on. It's not. It's not. That's why they're bloggers. All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Because this is the greatest country on the planet.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote.
little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic, but I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, Ray Carlisle doing a little rooster cruising, checking out. And by the way, having a CB fight. When's the last time you heard about that? CB fights on the radio. Holy cow. That's why I went to amateur radio. But anyway, that's Ray Carlisle, and that's by popular demand. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog headed on down to Laredo to pick up the trailer tonight. And hello to all our suicide jockeys out there. Thomas, our resident local suicide jockey, and everybody up there in Bainbridge, Georgia, headed up that way to come on down this way. And also to all of our FedEx and our UPS drivers out there tonight, going back and forth, crisscrossing, either coming into Atlanta, going into Louisville, coming down to Orlando, some of them coming down to Tampa, some of you going down into Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and you guys truck them safe. All right, well, here we go. A coastal storm that's gone up the southeast of the middle Atlantic is going out to sea around New England, but not before it leaves a bunch of rain and wind and even some snow in some of the higher elevations up in New England and upstate New York. And out west, the fire weather concerns remain in Southern California, and we still got some just rotten, stagnant air that wants to hang on in Oregon for some reason. Now, this strong storm that went up the East Coast is forecast to drift away from coastal sections of the Southeast and Middle Atlantic today, but a number of hazards still remain in effect, from the gusty winds to a variety of marine issues and a winter storm warning, watch is in effect for eastern New York, pretty much from I-87 east, all the way across into Maine, and I-87 from New York all the way to the Canadian line, and that also applies in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine as well, Connecticut and Massachusetts. You're in on this winter storm watch, too. Now, there has been some snow in the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of Maryland right now over the weekend as we speak. Also, there's been some rain up the East Coast in various places from down in southern Virginia all the way up to New Jersey. And taking a look at the storm that's bypassing pretty much the northeast directly today, but it'll produce coastal rain, interior frozen precipitation by interior. It could be, again, the areas I just told you about, eastern New York, I-87, all the way from New York up to Quebec. It could be anywhere from sleet, freezing rain to snow, or a mixture, or all of the above, whatever. Now, the elevated to critical fire weather threats remain out in Southern California, again, in those same areas where they've been before. Now, we do have snow and the San Bernardino Mountains tonight. The higher elevations, as we've got a front coming in with some windy conditions, which is bringing the elevated fire threat to California. Up in Washington State, got some wind coming in, might be some rain a little bit later. Oregon, though, here we go. You got the stagnant air there again for an unpleasant air directory alert. You got some snow up in Wyoming. Scattered between Laramie and Cheyenne along I-80, and some snow in Utah coming in on I-15 going towards Salt Lake in the southwest corner of Utah, right there, St. George and north up in the higher elevation in there. And way up in Montana tonight, looks like 4th of July, you're getting some snow up there. Might be getting a little snow dead center up on the Canadian border, North Dakota, right now with Canada. And in Wisconsin, in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, especially up towards Green Bay, you got some gusty winds there. It's blowing along the lake, which means over on the Michigan side, you might be getting some snow on the west side of Michigan again tonight. This would be lake effect snow if, in fact, you do get it. Now, looking on down the line, going down into Florida, we have got some weather in Florida, again, along the east coast of Florida. We've got some riptides warnings down there and some windy conditions along from about, from about West Palm up to around Daytona. And then up around Fernandina Beach again, this is almost every night we're seeing this. We've got a chance of showers, scattered showers all the way up to Brunswick, Georgia tonight along I-95, so be advised of that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and we're very pleased to have them on board because if you go into a Pilot or Flying J right about now, at O-Dark 30, which is what it is where I'm at, or anytime in the middle of the night when I'm on, just tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a free cup of coffee. And if you got one of those travel mugs, you can fill that right up with whatever it is you want to fill it up with. Now, keep in mind, and Nelson can tell you this up there in Jasper, because he stops by that Pilot all the time in Valdosta, which, by the way, they've got the station on listening to us, and they're listening to us, I believe, on 107.5 up there right now is the station they catch us on up there. And, of course, 92.1, too. So we appreciate you guys up there tuning in. But you can buy one of those cups, and if you do, of course, it's just like anywhere else. You get your sodas as a refill or your coffee as a refill. But if you don't, you get a free cup of coffee anyway. Now, don't forget your Pilot or your Flying J truck stop is not your average truck stop anymore. They're certainly not your daddy's old truck stop back in the day when you pulled into a Pilot and all you could get was a hot dog, a bag of chips, and a soda, and that's it. Out the door you went. Now, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, could be a Wendy's, could be a Dunkin' Donuts full service as well. And, of course, the sit-down restaurants in the Flying J's consist of a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. It's all pretty decent, and they got all the amenities at the Pilot Travel Centers and the Flying J truck stops, too. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, so you can opine and take care of some of that free stuff that they have to offer. And once in a while, you might wind up with something totally different on Truckers Appreciation Day. You just never, ever, never know until you do it. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, the website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We got a lot of things over there. You can go over there, take a look at, and take advantage of. Now, we were at a gun show yesterday, Oldsmar, Florida, at the Oldsmar Flea Market. A lot of folks came up and saw us. We appreciate the folks that stopped by to say howdy, howdy. Had a lot of people in there buying guns. I'm telling you what, it was quite a day yesterday. A lot of people walking out with a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol or two or one of each or whatever, an ammunition. Saw a lot of sales going on yesterday at the gun show. So for anybody that's saying that it's not happening, guess what? It is. People are still arming up. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break, and I'll be back after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.